Is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Greetings. This is Amber Fisher, Superintendent of Murray Ridge Center, with summer camp on my mind. For the 29th year in a row, Murray Ridge School students were invited to participate in the Murray Ridge Summer Camp, a three-week-long day camp where attendees had the opportunity to engage in many enjoyable activities and field trips, to try their hands at a variety of crafts, and to participate in recreational programs and special classes. This year, 40 students attended our summer camp, and a great time was had by all. Our dedicated team of camp counselors created crafts, snacks, and other projects to engage the campers, providing a fun summer experience in a relaxed setting and an opportunity for participants to learn and stay connected with their peers. Thank you to all who helped make the 2017 Murray Ridge Summer Camp a huge success. This has been a Murray Ridge Reminder on AM 930 WEOL.
This is Bull's Eye on Weather on AM 930. The dog days of summer are here. Overnight, the risk of a little shower activity, low near 70. Friday, maybe a scattered shower, high of 87.
Overcast now, it's 84.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas, we're with you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Then we hand you over to Fox Sports Radio. No Tribe tonight. They are off this evening. They will return to action tomorrow when they come back home to play host to the Toronto Blue Jays. We have Jody Bailey with us on the line right now with Lorraine Palace Youth Theater. And, of course, you can catch their show all throughout the week. It is Shrek the Musical. Jody, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So far, so good. Now, what can you tell us about Shrek before we get into, 40 years. That's incredible. You guys are celebrating your 40th anniversary. Before we get into that, I want to talk about Shrek the Musical Junior coming up here. What can you tell us about the play?
The play is comprised of 42 kids, ages 8 through 18, all over Lorain County. It's a six-week program that we do here at the Palace, and they learn every aspect. It's very intense theater camp. So they learn every part of the theater, and at the end of the 6 weeks, we put on a show for the community, which is this weekend.
Very nice. Now, of course, you run the program with Justin, who mentioned in an article in the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram earlier today that Shrek was chosen because it teaches diversity and acceptance. If you could kind of elaborate on that.
It just, in this time of, the ages for kids now, it's very, everybody's out to pick on people, and the show is about being acceptance of people that are different. It's good to be different. It's not weird. And just to accept everybody for the way that they are and love them for that way as well. So I think it's great for teenage kids and just people in general that just accept people for the way that they are. Don't judge anybody.
Absolutely. No, and I have seen a bunch of signs up all throughout Lorain County. I've seen those signs for Shrek the Musical Junior coming up, so I've seen those signs pretty much all over the place. And of course, you guys are celebrating your 40th season. That's really awesome.
Yep.
Talk about how the Youth Palace Theater has kind of grown over the last 40 years.
Well, I personally never got to be in the program. I wish I would have. I was very, very shy as a young child, and this would have really helped me come out of my shell. As a younger kid, now as I'm older, I'm totally opposite. But it's just a great program for kids that, are shy. And it's changed so much from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s, the costumes, just everything just keeps getting better and better and better. And the shows, we get to, have better costume rentals and drops. And so, yeah, of course, we do fundraising and stuff like that to offset some of the costs for some things. But, yeah, it's pretty much the same basic program, but it just, the more fundraising we do, the more money we get, and the better the shows.
Jody, you mentioned that this youth program, that these kids come in and you basically teach them every aspect of acting. For those who'd like to know a little bit more about that program, when you say that, what are these kids learning? Are they learning the improv aspect and things of that nature?
They learn your basic singing, acting, choreography. They do learn improv. They learn stage combat. We have different instructors come in to teach them different things. We had a makeup artist come in and teach the kids different kinds of makeup, like gore makeup and old granny-looking makeup, make yourself look older.
Oh, but that was a
character.
Fun time.
So they learn all different things, pantomiming, learn how to write your bio, learn how to do a resume, learn how to do a character sketch. So you're not just Swan number one. You actually get a name, and you have to write about this character. And it just teaches them all the things for theater. Rejection, you know, they don't get a part that they want. And that's all kind of part of life in general. It's teaching them this could happen to you as a grown-up. So it's, you know, it's kind of teaching them all some life skills as well.
Wow. So this isn't just stuff on the stage. This is going after a part, how to be aggressive and get into the big-time theater stuff.
Yep. And if they want to continue it, how they need to just keep going with it. And if they don't get the part they want, and we tell them, hey, this is what you need to do better. And the next year they come back, and we're amazed by some of these kids. They're all awesome kids.
Jody Bailey with the Lorraine Palace Youth Theater, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You touched on it there for a second, but I want to give you another chance here to expand on it. If you could kind of explain how the kids get a total comprehensive theater education experience. You hit on something there I want to go back to. You talked about how you're able to talk to the kids and get them to cope with not getting a part that they originally auditioned for. Because, as you mentioned, that's not necessarily something that just affects you in theater. That's something that, at some point, you're going to have to experience in life.
Right. That's like we, as the staff, explained to them, you know what, there's been jobs we've wanted to get, and we thought we really got it. And then they say, no, you're not the right fit for this. And it's just, we have to learn that as well. I mean, we just try to teach them this is going to happen in life, whether it's a job you want or a theater part that you want, whatever it is, you need to learn how to deal with it and how to go on with it and take the criticism, whether it be good or bad, and grow from it. And, you know, next year you can get the lead. You just don't know. You have to learn to accept it, not take it, not get upset about what we're telling you. And just kind of learn from it and take what we told you and say, hey, you know what, this is what I need to do different, and come back next year and blow us away with your audition.
Very good. Yeah, very cool stuff. Now, mm-hmm. You mentioned this is a 6-week course, is that correct?
Yep, 6 weeks. We started June 11th, and it's Monday through Friday, every day from 9 to 2, except Tuesdays because they do the summer movies here, so we have to be out early. But every single day. Tonight's our dress rehearsal, tomorrow's opening night, and then Saturday, Sunday shows as well.
And the shows are kind of like that's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right after putting in all that hard work over all those weeks. And, you know, I think it's interesting, too, because when it comes to theater, you know, a lot of it, you know, if you want a stage presence of sorts, you've got to build some sort of a confidence. Did you see a lot of that, you know, at the very beginning of this 6-week stretch? Maybe kids come in that might be a little bit apprehensive, but they've really kind of grown confident a bit by the end of this 6-week stretch?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's one girl in particular who said she only wanted to do makeup. That's all she wanted to focus on was makeup. And we're like, well, we teach a class that's just makeup, but you can't do any makeup for the show. You're paid to do everything for the theater, in the theater program. So she's one of the girls in particular that, when you mention that, she's always the one that I say, you know what, this girl is on the theater, is on the stage now, and she's loving it. She's smiling. She's totally out of her shell. Not the quiet girl that came in here 6 weeks ago. And yeah, I have parents that come up and said, oh my gosh, my child is a totally different kid. Like, what did you guys do? We're like, well, I don't know what we did. It's all of our great staff that we have here. We have a really big staff this summer, and it's just a good group. And these kids there's several kids that grow, and then next year you see them, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's wonderful.
Very cool. Now, for those who are interested in seeing the show, What kinds of details do you have for us there? Where can we go to find out more information and find out about ticket prices and all that good stuff?
Sure, you can go to the Palace, the Palace website, www.lorainepalace.com, and go under Shrek. You can buy your tickets online. You can call the box office, or you can buy them at the door. It is $10, and then there's a $3 service fee for ticket fee. Shows are Friday, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, very good stuff. Jody, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us. It was
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to learn about that whole process. I think it really is kind of cool about how 6 weeks can make such a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can.
Awesome. Well, Jody, best of luck over the course of the weekend as well with all the shows, and we'll look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, that's Jody Bailey with the Lorain Palace Youth Theater. Again, you can check out Shrek the Musical throughout the course of the weekend. Time to step aside and take a break. Matt and I return after this on AM 930 WEOL.
United Way of Greater Lorain County has committed $1.27 million over the next 3 years to continue providing